on to other business. Our first item of other business is subdivision 2018-34, Keystone Bay, formerly known as subdivision 2005-72, Bridlewood at Baywood, Section 1, final subdivision plan and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for a coastal area cluster subdivision to consist of 651 single-family lots with private roads, open space, and proposed amenities to include a clubhouse, in-ground pool, children's splash pad, a playground, 4 bocce ball courts, 4 pickleball courts, and 2 tennis courts. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 23, 2020, for 651 lots. Additionally, staff would note that this application was subject to a 6-month time extension, which was granted by the Commission at their meeting of Thursday, August 12, 2022, in which the expiration date for the preliminary plan approval was extended to July 23, 2023. The applicant is requesting that the subdivision be approved in phases. Section 1 consists of 75 total lots. A master phasing plan has been submitted to the Department of Planning and Zoning depicting the overall subdivision design. The property is located on the northwest and southeast corners of Green Road, Sussex County Road 298A, approximately 360 feet northeast of Banks Road, Sussex County Road 298. Section 1 of the subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel numbers are District 234, Map 24, Parcel 1, District 234, Map 17, Parcels 170, 172, 173, 174, and District 234, Map 18, Parcel 68, and District 234, Map 24, Parcel 2. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
So we're going to get a landscape plan for each phase, too? Okay, that's all. I make a motion to approve the final subdivision plan and landscape plan for 2018-34 Keystone Bay, formerly known as 2005-72 Bridlewood at Baywood, Section 1.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the subdivision plan and landscape plan for subdivision 2018-34 Keystone Bay, formerly known as subdivision 2005-72 Bridlewood at Baywood, Section 1, as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-34, Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Homestead, request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval of the preliminary subdivision plan for Suncrest 2021-34 as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 12, 2023. The applicant requests that Condition I, which required that amenities including a clubhouse, pool, and tot lot shall be constructed and open to use by the residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 30th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. Be amended to require that amenities including bocce ball courts, a pickleball court, a pavilion, a fire pit, and walking path shall be constructed and open to the use by the residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 30th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. This AR1 cluster subdivision contains 36 single-family lots on 18.02 acres more or less and is located on the south side of Waterview Road, Sussex County Road 279A, and the south side of Camp Arrowhead Road, Sussex County Road 279. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 12, Parcel 22.31. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District.
I have a legal question about this one. Because they said in the paperwork they sent us about why they wanted to change this, because we took away those 5 lots and that's going to just completely devastate them. And then they said, so because of that, they'll be able to make some larger lots and there's not enough people to pay for a pool, blah, blah, blah. But one of the things they said is it would allow people to put pools in their backyard. Can we tell them that that's fine as long as they're allowed to do above ground pools too? I'm just thinking.
Well, I mean, we really just don't regulate, except for setbacks and things. We don't regulate pools at all.
Okay, because that's one of those things they always put in covenants that you can't.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, if they're not going to have a pool that everybody can use.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm a grandparent. If I could throw a pool in the backyard and let the kids splash in it, and then when they outgrow it, get rid of it, I'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, we don't prohibit somebody from doing that. They could do it on their own through their covenants, I suppose, but, right?
Yeah, correct.
So that is outside of our.
Yeah.
All right, what are your thoughts, people? I mean, they're offering amenities. I'm not really concerned about whether it's a pool or not.
I get the argument. Honestly, I don't know that 41 lots would have been really enough to pay for a clubhouse and a pool. It's just not, you know, it's not many lots for that type of amenity. And as long as there are other amenities there, I get that we can't require the thing for the pool, but I'm glad that it's on the record that we at least encourage them to allow people to do that. You make a great point, with especially with those of us with grandchildren, that, you know, you need amenities for them.
Yeah.
You know, you need amenities.
Like obviously,
for them.
They're based on the fact that they're doing pickleball and bocce ball. I would say that they're not looking for a super young crowd, so.
Well, probably not, but I, you know, it is what it is. We can't require them to allow it, but we can certainly encourage them to. So.
All right. Well, I'm Bruce. Do you have a problem with them too?
No,
as long
at
as
all.
They're providing these some amenities, I'm cool. All right. Then I make a motion to approve the request to amend conditions of approval 2021-34 Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Homestead, with, you know, strong urging, let them do above ground pools.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to grant the request to amend conditions of approval for subdivision 2021-34 Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Homestead, with the strong recommendation that they give consideration to allowing above ground pools. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2016-14 Walden, formerly known as Burton's Pond, request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval for the Walden, formerly known as Burton's Pond subdivision, which is a cluster subdivision to consist of 265 single-family lots, private roads, and open space. At their meeting of Thursday, December 20th, 2018, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final subdivision plan for the development. Specifically, the request is to amend condition 1, which prohibits lots from being located on the north side of Holly Mount Road, condition 14, relating to the timing provision and completion of amenities within the subdivision, condition 18C regarding the allowance of hunting activities on Burton's Pond, and condition 19 pertaining to the use and access of Burton's Pond. A copy of the applicant's request, including the proposed language for each of these conditions, has been provided in the commission's packet this evening. The property is located on the northwest and southwest corners of Holly Mount Road and John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, in Harbison. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 11, parcels 97, and District 234, Map 17, Parcel 17. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential.
Okay, can we go through these one at a time? Is that all right with everybody? All right, so condition one. And so the first one is the in order to provide that all lots had to be located on the southwest side of Holly Mount Road. They want to delete that second sentence, as lots were proposed and approved on both sides of Holly Mount Road, and that this was an error on the original approved plans. We're now seeking to correct. Is that what everybody else understands to be the case?
Correct. So modifying that condition would resolve the conflict. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm cool with that. Just want to make sure.
Well, why don't you make, just so we keep track of this, the easiest way to do it, why don't you make a motion to approve the request to amend condition number one as stated.
Okay. All right. So I make a motion to approve condition number one as stated for.
So that the, I guess,
2016-14 Walden, formerly known as Burns Pond.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to grant the condition one request for subdivision 2021-34 Suncrest. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Next up.
All right. Second one is 2 years of receipt of CO, the first owner-occupied home, The developer shall construct all the related amenities. They want to change it to within 32 months of receipt of this certificate of occupancy, blah, blah, blah. Developer shall construct all the recreational amenities, or prior to the issuance of the 180th building permit, the developer shall construct all the recreational amenities. The first C of O for an owner-occupied home was issued March in 2021. There have been various delays in the construction of the amenities, which have been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. We believe an extension for the time to construction. So, you know.
It's coming back to me now. I want to state this on the record. When this public hearing occurred, I had recused myself because at that time I represented the landowner that was selling to the current property owner. So I didn't participate. So I'm not familiar with these conditions that were placed on the approval. Since that's all in the rearview mirror now, I don't have any problem participating. My only comment would be on this one initially would be it should have stated, I think, building, whatever the number is, building permits, first of all, because that's much easier to track from your point of view.
I wouldn't have time at all.
And so then it becomes, you know, whether you're comfortable with whatever those numbers are.
So it might be easier for us then, since they've already started with the C of O's, to go with the months?
No, I think we don't do the months at all.
Okay.
I think we just do the number of permits, because it's just going to confuse matters, because we haven't been doing time. We haven't been doing months now for a while, so I'd rather not start doing that again.
And I would say, just as a side note, on Tuesday, we introduced an ordinance for amenities to make everything by building permits, too.
Right.
I'm thinking 68% is pretty far down the line. I might be persuaded to say 170 or 160 or 65%, that's, you know, or something, rather than 68, but
I think what looks like 180 is 68%. I think the 68 was driven by 180 being an even number, would be my guess.
Okay.
And they're at 137.
Yeah, right.
So, they have access to amenities already at the villas.
All right, then. You know, on this particular instance, this is probably okay, since there's 137 out already. So, okay. All right, I'm okay.
You're good?
I'm good with that too.
All right, so then we'll do for condition number 14, make a motion to approve the change to prior to the issuance of the 180th building permit, developer shall construct all the recreational amenities for 2016-14 Walton, formerly known as Burton's Bar.
Second.
Okay. So moved and seconded to grant the request to amend condition 14 for subdivision 2016-14 Walden, formerly known as Burton's Pond, with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
Somebody has a question. Please explain how we do it. Somebody's got a hand up in the
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I'm afraid not, sir. I'm sorry. The public hearing has already been held on this many years ago, actually, and this is just a public meeting during which we are considering minor modifications that would be considered minor. So
yeah,
we don't.
It's not minor to us.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but we can't take your public testimony. Anyway. I'm sorry, where were we? Condition 19?
We're 18C. Condition 18C. 18. And that's the one that says there will be no hunting permitted on Burton's Pond. So the proposal is that hunting will be permitted on Burton's Pond, limited to one hunting lease approved by the Homeowners Association for Burton's Pond. And that person will provide hunting to occur a maximum of 3 times per year. Such lessee is responsible for the maintenance and repair of all blinds or any facilities located on the pond, and hunting shall be in accordance with all applicable laws, rules, and regulations of the state of Delaware. I don't know if they're allowed to hunt now with all those houses around there.
Yeah, that I don't know.
What's really driving this? Do we know? Do we know why they really want this?
I think they want somebody to clean up all the stuff that's out there. It says there have been instances of hunting on the pond by unauthorized parties. The HOA would prefer if the pond was hunted by a single party that observed all laws and regulations and that helped to control the resident goose population, which I can I can understand that. The chosen hunter would be responsible for the maintenance, repair, or removal of the existing dilapidated blinds and would be responsible for monitoring the pond to ensure no other parties are hunting it. The HOA would maintain control over the leasing process, so they, if they decided at any point they no longer wanted the pond to be hunted, they would now renew the lease. So they basically want to make their own sheriff of Nottingham.
Yeah, Mr. Whitehouse, do you or anyone on your staff possess any particular knowledge or expertise in regard to how to control the goose population?
Through planning or?
Yeah, it's.
It's sort of beyond. I get that it's more of a fish and wildlife question, which it seems that the stated goal is to control the resident goose population. My question would be, what other alternatives are there to shooting them that would control that population?
In terms of a management plan, there are strategies in place to deter them from being on the site, but that requires active day-to-day management throughout the year. There are alternatives that I'm aware of.
And the other issue is that, I mean, this is a practical matter. It's a big pond. It's I guess, an old mill pond, so it's not like state land. The pond's privately owned by, it's part of this development. But on other, I mean, it's a big, I know Ms. Stevens, you probably know, but there's a big shoreline, and there's other developments, houses,
right,
Route 24, you know, that borders it, so it's hard to.
Can't say where somebody.
Yeah, or yeah, police, I mean, the geese from the other side.
Yeah, the geese can't get them, so that was.
You know, hunting in close proximity to, you know, to residential developments is an issue, you know.
I mean, there is a law about that.
Yeah.
So I kind of wonder if this is just a non-starter, to tell you the truth.
It does not excite me. And who's that person going to be? We're going to be like a essay writing contest, and whoever writes the best essay gets the license.
And I would say, as worded, I would have had some struggling. I struggle with the way it's worded, because hunting leases can be to one person, or oftentimes they're to hunting clubs. It's one entity, which means
that's a who's that?
Yeah,
yeah.
It doesn't matter how many people or whatever.
Me and 78 of my best friends. Yeah.
It just wasn't clear the way it was worded, whether it was a person or an entity.
I'm not feeling this one.
So just go stick with no hunting?
They can always come back and ask for something else, right? I mean, if we say no, they can come back and ask for something else. We say no to this, they can come back and ask us for something else.
Right. Okay. I can
agree
with you on
what
that.
What do you guys think, Bruce?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's the dog plan that people use to keep the geese off their area. And there are people who, this is a company that comes out with their dogs several times and runs the dogs up and down and scares the geese away, and the geese don't nest there.
The geese get the idea after a while.
Apparently geese can
nest. You can fly rival birds around as well, and that has the same. There's another one, birds of prey.
All right, so.
Falconry.
So for condition 18-C, I make a motion to deny the request for the change.
There you go. I second.
Moved and seconded to deny the request for condition 18 for subdivision 2021-34 Suncrest.
No,
Walton. No. Yeah, 2016-14 Walton. Sorry.
Walton, formerly known.
Sorry about that.
Yep. Sorry,
yeah.
I just said that.
You got it. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, what's next on the list?
Okay, next we have condition 19, which is current. The use of Burton's Pond will also be made available to the public and adjacent property owners. They'll be able to utilize the proposed parking to access Burton's Pond. This condition shall not prohibit or limit access and use of Burton's Pond by adjacent property owners who may otherwise have a legal or prescriptive right to use Burton's Pond with or without watercraft. That's what they're now. Their proposal is that the use of Burton's Pond will also be made available to the public and adjacent property owners, provided such parties access the land by and through their own property, public lands, or through property where such party has been granted express permission to access the pond. Back to the Sheriff of Nottingham. This condition shall not prohibit or limit access and use of Burton's Pond by adjacent property owners who may otherwise have a legal or prescriptive use to use Burton's Pond with or without watercraft. This is one where I'm, as I recall, this was a big deal when this went through. Then this was something that was proffered as kind of a compromise, since they're putting all these homes in, changing how the area is, but it's still, this was to allow people who fish there.
Yeah, first, the important point, I think, what did we take a look at the minutes? Was this in fact proffered by the developer? Do we know?
That I'd need to check, Mr. Chairman. I may be able to get them by for the end of this meeting, but that I don't know.
Well, why don't you circulate that rather than try to fumble through it with three members of the commission?
Yeah,
and if there was an issue where it was part of a compromise or whatever,
defer action on this one, because I think it's a salient point as to how it came about. You know, I think that would be something we need to consider in making a decision.
Yeah,
so let's just.
Fair enough, but I do know that people are still. For safety's reason, I would like there to be something.
The White House has breaking news.
So the office, and I was looking for an opportunity to raise this, Mr. Chairman. So the office did receive a letter from a member of the Walden Board of Directors Homeowners Association. Because this is not a public hearing, we've not circulated that and entered it. So if this were to come back, we can include that as part of the packet if this has been submitted by the applicant.
So let's just make a motion to defer on condition 19 of 2016-14 Walden, formerly known as Burton's Pond.
I second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to defer action on condition 19 for subdivision 2016-14 Walden. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, I think that's it. That's all that's on the list.
That's it for that one, yeah.
Great. Okay, moving on. The next item is Lands of Martin Property Development, LLC, Frankfurt Business Park, Phase 2, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Frankfurt Business Park, Phase 2, for the construction of three office buildings. Each of the three structures are proposed to contain four units, each hosting both office and warehouse uses. The total square footage proposed at the site includes 9,400 square feet of office space and 108,100 square feet of warehouse use with parking and other site improvements. The property is located off DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, and Delaware Avenue, Sussex County Road 54A. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 433, Map 11, Parcel 21. Zoning is LI2, Light Industrial. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the preliminary site plan for Lands of Martin Property Development, LLC, Frankfurt Business Park, Phase 2, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I'll second that.
So moved and seconded to approve the site plan for Lands of Martin Property Development, LLC, Frankfurt Business Park, Phase 2, as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is Lands of Kamanish.
Kamanish.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Kamanish, that's a good Milton name.
Yeah. Okay. Investments LLC. Preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a three-bedroom, 1,350-square-foot dwelling to consist of three garage bays. This dwelling will be located on the same parcel of land as an existing legally non-conforming dwelling, which classifies the site as multifamily. Two parking spaces are proposed in addition to the three garage bays. The dwelling is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District and will be subject to a TID agreement with the Delaware Department of Transportation, DELDA. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 113. Zoning is C1, General Commercial. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for the Lands of Kamanish Investments, LLC, with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
It's
It's moved and seconded to approve the Lands of Comanche Investments LLC preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is...
Mr. Chairman, just on this one, just a point for the commission as much as the public.
Okay.
So there's no head scratching, because we have a similar conditional use on the agenda as a public hearing for a conditional use for two units. That's an AR1 that requires a conditional use. This one was two units, but because it's in C1, by right, you can do it by 12 units an acre. That's why that one didn't require a public hearing.
Okay. Got it. Our next item is lands of Robert Plitko, minor subdivision off of a 70-foot easement.
Wow.
This is a preliminary minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 1.99 acre more or less parcel of land into two lots, including residual land off of a 71-foot easement. Proposed lot A consists of 1 acre more or less, and the residual land consists of 0.99 acres more or less. The property is located on the northwest side of Omar Road, Sussex County Road 54. The applicant has submitted a letter requesting a waiver from any grading requirements. The preliminary minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning is AR1 agricultural residential, and the tax parcel is District 134, MAP 14, Parcel 11. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. I would also like to note that we did receive revisions in the past day that just weren't able to make it on the agenda. It is still a 71-foot easement at the entrance, but then as you get back to the residual lands or Parcel A, the easement goes to 50 feet. I think that's a DLDOT requirement.
Does staff have any opinions on, because they asked for that waiver of the grading plan, you know, it looks like there's large parcels around there. Do you all have any opinions on that?
It's the smaller the lot, the more important the grading, but these are yeah. 1 acres at thereabouts or less, so it's they're not as small as 3/4 of an acre, so it's commission's choice. It's but generally the smaller the lot, the more important the grading.
I'm okay with the grading.
Okay. I just want you guys to, you know, think about whether it's appropriate or not.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minor subdivision off a 70-foot easement for lands of Robert Plitko, including his request for the waiver from grading with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 70-foot easement for lands of Robert Plitko with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Brenda Hopkins Davis, minor subdivision off of a 40-foot easement.
This is a preliminary minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 7.5-acre more or less parcel of land into two lots, including the residual lands off of a 40-foot easement. Proposed lot one consists of 1.0128 acres more or less, and the residual lands consist of 6.4872 acres more or less. The property is located on the south side of Adams Road, Sussex County Road 583. The applicant has submitted a letter requesting a waiver from any grading requirements, and the preliminary minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning is GR, General Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel is District 530, MAP 13, Parcel 37.06. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'm
just real quick, just so you all consider it, same question on grading. Staff, do you have any issues with it?
The one of the parcels would be 6.48 acres. That would be very expensive for the applicant to obtain that kind of grading survey. However, this one on the lot one is much smaller and does adjoin multiple lots. And again, it's this principle that the smaller the lot and the closer it is to its neighbors, the more important it is to have grading. But I'll leave that to the commission.
So we could make the motion to just grade one. The
lot grading plan for lot one.
As you can make final contingent on showing that for lot one, should you wish. So staff are pressing, even with minors that the commission does not see, we're pressing on applicants more and more, especially with three-quarter acre lots, where they have neighbors very close to show grading more and more, so.
Okay. All right, then I'll make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 40-foot easement, granting the waiver on the majority of the property, but requiring the grading plan for lot one for lands of Brenda Hopkins Davis.
Second that.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of the minor subdivision off of a 40-foot easement for lands of Brenda Hopkins Davis, waiving the requirement for the lot grading for the larger lot, but requiring the lot grading plan for the smaller lot. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, on to old business. Our first item of old business